criminal charges have been laid against a construction company in relation to a catastrophic crash that claimed the lives of 6 young people on McKay Road in Southend Barrie last summer. The Barrie Police Service's Major Crime Unit announced this afternoon that it has charged Condrane Company, 1983, Limited, with 6 counts of criminal negligence causing death, contrary to Section 220(b) of the Criminal Code of Canada. Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon said that the company is required to appear in a Barrie court on February 13. A news release from City Police, which was issued around 2:30 p.m., said they will not be providing any additional comments regarding this incident or the investigative process. Barrie Today attempted to contact Condrane Company officials for comment, but did not receive a response as of publication. The August 2022 crash claimed the lives of Haley Marin, Curtis King, Luke West, Jersey Mitchell, River Wells and Jason Ono O'Connor, all of whom were in their early 20s. According to a family member of one of the victims, the car plummeted into a hole, referred to by the city as a tunnel access shaft, related to the residential development happening in the area, and then caught fire. Investigators determined the collision occurred on McKay Road, between County Road 27 and Veterans Drive, sometime shortly after 6 a.m. on Saturday, August 27, 2022. Police have said they believe the group was traveling to the nearby Gateway Casino's Innisfil, Georgian Downs, not far from the crash site and just outside the city limits. On Sunday, August 28, at approximately 2 a.m., while conducting a missing persons investigation, uniformed officers checked the construction zone and located a vehicle in a large hole in the middle of McKay Road, between County Road 27 and Veterans Drive. An email on September 23 from the Ministry of Labor's communications manager said that since August 29, a ministry inspector has handed out 3 orders and 3 requirements to Condrane Company Limited, the company handling the construction in the area where the crash happened. On August 29, 2 requirements and 1 order were issued to produce documents and 1 additional requirement was issued not to disturb the scene. On August 30, an additional order was issued to protect the health and safety of workers. On August 31, an additional order to produce documents was issued. Officials from the Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development announced on September 26, 2022 that they had completed their investigation of the crash.